when do you expect to be told what's going to happen? Will you prepare as a starter? How will this week go for you, Chris?
Well, I think a lot just depends on how Kyle feels, and we'll see. We'll take it by ear. I know as much as you do. You know, he's doing better, and I know he's a competitor, so we'll see where it stands at the end of the week.
Will this week at least feel different for you, knowing that even if you don't go, there's a much stronger chance that you will go?
Yeah, sure, it's different. I mean, I'm always prepared to play, but at the same time, maybe there's a greater chance than normal, of course, this week. So it's exciting. I'm looking forward to it, and we'll see what happens with Kyle and see how he feels.
It's funny. Some of the fans expect you to go in and just hit the ground running like it was a preseason when you were getting reps stuff. Can you kind of explain the difference of what reps you get out there as a backup quarterback during the season versus,
right,
Kyle gets, for instance?
Well, yeah, I mean, the preseason, if we do a 10-play period in practice, Kyle would get 7 or 6, and I would get 3 or 4. But once we get into the regular season, it's all about the starters and getting that group ready to go. So it's been a while since, I got reps, but, I mentally try to stay prepared as well as possible, and, a few reps will definitely help things out.
Isn't that easier said than done, though? I mean,
definitely. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure if you looked at career statistics of guys coming in the middle of the game for, as the backup quarterback, I'm sure they're not, through the roof.
How much have you learned? Have you gone back and looked at the film? What have you picked up? What kind of changes do you make for this week as soon as you get out?
I think the biggest thing, getting my eyes right and really just getting timing and rhythm down with, the guys like, Javar Gaffney and Brandon Marshall and Eddie Royal, because I haven't thrown to them a whole lot. So that would be a big thing, just getting used to them a little. And, I'll get as greased up as I can, if Kyle's ready to go, then it'll be all for nothing.
But you're excited.
I am extremely excited. I really am. Anytime you have the chance to play, it's exciting. And in my case, it's been a long time.
How sore are you, and is it a good sore?
It is a good sore. It's better than waking up feeling like you didn't do anything except stand and watch all game. But, it was good to get out there. And yeah, it's Brandon Marshall, of course. But it was good to get out there.
What's going to be your greatest point of emphasis in your preparation? What do you have to emphasize?
I think just practice-wise, just, reps. That's more than anything. Just get out there, get used to our plays, doing things like that, getting used to the receivers, like I was saying a minute ago. I would say those are the number one, factors going into the week.
You are getting reps this week?
It's all going to depend on how Kyle feels, but, I'm sure at some point I'll get a few reps. It all depends on how Kyle feels today. So I'm just playing it by ear. I'm kind of like you guys, just waiting to find out.
You see him limping around at all?
He's doing better. His ankle's sore, but Kyle, he's had the ankle injuries in the past. He's been all right, and I'm sure he'll tough his way through it again.
With Marshall messing with you there, is that kind of him laying groundwork already, that just in case you're out there, he wants the ball?
I mean, that's an obvious question. He's always laying the groundwork to get him the ball. So he's a receiver. I don't expect anything less.
You talking a lot to the trainers in there, to finding out information as much as you can?
Well, no, Kyle's honest with me, and, he'll let me know how he feels. He was pretty quick in determining in the second half the other day that he wasn't going to be ready to go. So he told me right away. And me and Kyle are good friends, so he'll tell me the truth and what's going on.
What has he been telling you today?
He just said it's feeling better and better every day he wakes up. So we'll see. He's going to try to go out there and practice, see what happens.
Do you tell him maybe it's a good idea just to take it easy for another week, just to make sure he's totally healed?
No, I don't say much. I just, I'm going to do whatever they ask me to do today. Whether, if Kyle can't go and I need to go out there and practice, great. If Kyle can go and I just sit there and watch like usual, then so be it.
Chris, doesn't it seem like maybe you should get some reps regardless, just in case he can go but then gets hurt again, just like Sunday? The lack of reps was something that was alluded to.
Yeah, well, I think you ought to ask Coach that. That's his decision. I know you guys don't believe me when I say it, but I really know like as little as you do. So I just, when they tell me, I just do what they say and, march along.
Chris, what was the biggest benefit of playing the other day? I mean, obviously the results were what you wanted.
Right.
People talk about the speed. I mean, was it good just to get in there a little?
Yeah, it was. It was good to get in there, get hit a few times, get to throw the ball in the pocket. Did I do everything perfect? No, of course not. you know, I missed a few throws, and I think, you know, receivers, you know, I got to get used to my ball, too. You know, we had a few, you know, misconnections there, too. So it was good to get out there, though, and just get the game experience.